Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. Just days after Missouri approved recreational marijuana, some Kansas City area weed businesses say they're ramping up their facilities and preparing to cash in from increased sales. Others, however, are more relieved than elated. They view legalized marijuana, which voters statewide approved Tuesday, as a lifeline in a medical industry that is oversupplied with too few customers to go around. And this Thanksgiving, make sure to buckle up in Kansas.
Beginning this Saturday through Monday, November 27th, the Liberal Police Department will join many other law enforcement agencies across the state in the Thanksgiving Safe Arrival Traffic Campaign. Although all Kansas traffic laws will be enforced, this extra provision will be enforcing occupant protection laws. In other words, buckling up saves lives. Don't risk it. Your family and friends are counting on you to arrive safely this Thanksgiving. I'm J.P. Bazette.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Are you among the millions of Americans living with chronic pain? If so, you may think prescription opioids are the solution. The truth is, the benefits of opioids are limited. Opioids only mask the pain. Opioids also come with serious side effects, ranging from nausea to withdrawal symptoms to overdose. As many as 25% of people who are prescribed opioids struggle with addiction. And those who are addicted to opioids are 40 times more likely to move on to heroin. No one wants to live in pain, but no one should put their health at risk to be pain-free. There is another choice, physical therapy. Physical therapists treat pain through movement and exercise, no warning labels required, and you get to be an active participant in your care. Choose to treat your pain safely. Choose physical therapy. Visit moveforwardpt.com to find a physical therapist near you. This public service announcement is brought to you by the American Physical Therapy Association.
Finding the right Medicare plan? Oof, no easy feat. Kind of like those dances my granddaughter loves making me do. But then I found Walgreens FindRx coverage. Lets you compare plans online, over the phone, or in person. Made Medicare shopping so easy. Plus, I found plans with low-cost copays. I can get down with that. When you need to talk Medicare, Walgreens is here. Start shopping today at walgreens.com/Medicare.
Good afternoon. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Recently, Governor Kelly joined leaders and advocates for military families for a roundtable discussion focused on how Kansas can continue its progress in knocking down barriers for military families looking to participate in the workforce. The topics addressed during the discussion included barriers to occupational licensure and the importance of expanding child care. The discussion centered on how Kansas can build on the progress made in helping military families, veterans, and National Guardsmen and women access to the workforce, especially regarding occupational licensing. In 2021, Governor Kelly signed bipartisan House Bill 2066, which expedites the issuance of occupational credentials to military service members and military spouses who are seeking to establish residency in Kansas. And this legislation makes it easier for military spouses to transition into the Kansas workforce and spur new economic development. In October, a national coalition of military advocacy groups launched Alliance for States Providing Interoperable Reciprocity, or ASPIRE, to accelerate military reciprocity by and between states, making obtaining a license in a state to which military personnel and their families are deployed easier. In September, Governor Kelly announced the creation of the new Office of Registered Apprenticeship, which will expand and modernize apprenticeship programs in the state, with a particular focus on veterans and other unrepresented groups. The Kelly administration, in collaboration with the Commission on Veterans Affairs, has also created canvet.org, which is a website for veterans to access employment resources and opportunities in Kansas. A Kansas teen was injured in an accident just before 1:30 p.m. on Friday in Thomas County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that a 2016 Ford Explorer driven by 19-year-old Soledad Bermudez Sanchez of Burt City was traveling on Kansas 25 just south of Thomas County Road BB when the SUV traveled off of the right roadway edge. The driver corrected back onto the roadway overcorrected back off the road and struck a concrete culvert and rolled in the east ditch one time. EMS transported Bermudez Sanchez to the hospital in Colby, and she was properly restrained, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. Fort Hays State University is making Kansas history with the announcement that it will be the first state university in Kansas to offer women's wrestling. The Fort Hays State University women's wrestling team will kick off its inaugural season in 2024, and with the new team comes multiple opportunities, especially with the growth of girls wrestling at the high school level in Kansas last year. Fort Hays State University head wrestling coach Eric Wentz said that they're hoping for rosters of 35 to 50 right out of the gate, and they're hoping to have a scholarship. He added that they're going to do everything right to make this a big-time program, as the time is right to expand the wrestling program, and preparations for the new program include upgraded facilities. World champion Olympic wrestler Jakara Winchester attended the news conference at Fort Hays State, showing her support for the future program, stating that it's really big for her because when she was younger, she didn't have opportunities like this, and this demonstrates that it's growing traction. She said she hopes that seeing the sport of wrestling grow will continue to inspire young female athletes. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Want to remain healthy this fall and through the holidays? Norton County Hospital encourages you to prepare now for the flu. Influenza is a respiratory virus that can strike suddenly and last several days. Symptoms include a fever, sore throat, cough, headache, runny or stuffy nose, chills, muscle aches, and fatigue. Anyone 6 months and older should get the vaccine, whether that's through our clinic, your local health department, or another health entity. Norton County Hospital is on your team to fight flu and empower health and wellness.
The Norton County Community Foundation, or NCCF, announced that they have awarded $6,898 in the October and November grant cycles, and the funds were part of the Dane G. Hansen Community Grant Fund, which offers financial support to qualifying and deserving projects and programs in Northwest Kansas. The grant fund supported the Norton Community Garden Coalition, which received $1,620 for new site development, the Valley Hope Association Foundation, which received $4,388 for lecture hall furniture, and USD 211, which received $890 for the 2023 Wichita Area Model UN. Funds were awarded to the Norton Community Garden Coalition, or NCGC, to develop their community garden at a new site provided by the City of Norton, as the coalition was notified in August of 2021 that they would need to move from Road E1 because the county commission wished to sell the property. Their new site will be east of Norton off Pound Road, and volunteers have been working on the setup this fall in hopes that the garden will be ready for the 2023 season. The NCGC was formed in 2017 with a mission to provide all citizens of Norton County the opportunity to grow and have access to fresh foods through collaborative, environmentally friendly gardening efforts. According to the grant application submitted by the Valley Hope Association Foundation, Valley Hope of Norton's lecture hall is in need of new chairs and tables. A large portion of the patient's treatment occurs in this space, and the space is also utilized for regular alumni events with community involvement. This upgrade will not only increase the patient's comfort and treatment experience, but will also create an environment that is conducive for effective learning. Grant funds were awarded to purchase the chairs, which were specifically selected to be comfortable and durable for years to come. Grant funds were also awarded to USD 211 to send 9 delegates and 1 sponsor to the Wichita Area Model United Nations event on Friday, January 20th of 2023. The students will work prior to the date by researching and preparing a position paper on their country stand for each of 2 topics selected by the WAMUN committee. Then the delegates and sponsors will travel to Wichita to participate in the Model United Nations General Assembly sessions. According to sponsor Becky Jones, attending the Wichita Area Model United Nations will allow students to employ research skills, writing skills, high-level thinking skills, and have an opportunity to express ideas and brainstorm solutions to 2 global issues in a problem-solving activity about world crisis. She added that this activity will cultivate skills that students will use on the college level. The guidelines and application for the Hansen Community Grant can be found on the Norton County Community Foundation's website at nortonccf.org. The applications are due the last day of the month to be considered for the next month's funding, And for more information, you can contact Bethany Shirk at 785-874-5106, email Bethany at nortoncf.org, or visit the Norton County Community Foundation office at the Heaton Building in downtown Norton at 112 South Kansas. Northern Valley Junior High boys basketball coach Jim Cole reported that on November 10th, the Northern Valley Junior High boys basketball team played their first game of the season in Brewster against the Tri-Plains Brewster Titans. The Northern Valley A team played well, winning 49-26, and all five starters scored in the game, with 7th grader Tate Talheim leading the Huskies with 21 points. The Northern Valley B team boys also played a good game, winning 21-4. And Coach Cole reported that the leading scorers on the B team were Malachi Hitt with 8 points and Zane Brown with 7 points. After the game, the players, cheerleaders, and fans celebrated Coach Jim Cole's 318 boys win in Northern Valley. Coach said he's been lucky to coach a lot of really good players over the years at Northern Valley, and it seems like every year, the next group of boys step up and work together to have a competitive team. Funeral services for Norma Hawley, 81, of Norton, will be held at 1 p.m. tomorrow, Tuesday, November 15th, at the Cornerstone Church in Norton, and visitation will be held from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. before the service at the church. Burial will be at 1 p.m. on Wednesday, November 16th, at the Lakin Cemetery in Lakin, Kansas. Memorial contributions may be made to the Cornerstone Church and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home in Norton, and condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
The 2022 Norton County Honor Hunt is scheduled for Friday, December 2nd. Visit and hear the stories of our Kansas veteran guest hunters during social hours starting at 6:30. A catered meal by Fat Boy Catering starts at 7:30 with a special presentation following. Tickets are $25 per person. Get them today by calling 785-664-8018 or 785-871-1983.
KQNK and our participating sponsors is giving away a turkey a day now through Tuesday, November 22nd. Listen for your chance to play turkey hide-and-seek. During Party Line, KQNK will open the phone lines and let you guess which sponsor the turkey's hiding in. And if you're right, you win a 10 to 12-pound turkey from Jamboree Foods. Our participating sponsors include Epke Liquor, H&J Repair, and Insurance Central.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. My name is Slade Wiley. President Biden and Agricultural Secretary Tom Vilsack at the COP27 conference announced a number of actions on climate change and agriculture.
Without successful climate change mitigation and adaptation programs,
climate change is projected to reduce growth in global agriculture yields by as much as 5%. And in some cases, 30% by the year 2050.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack telling the COP27 meeting in Egypt Friday that the countries whose agriculture is most vulnerable to climate change are the ones least able to do anything about it.
That's one of the reasons why President Biden established the Emergency Plan for Adaptation and Resilience, which we know as PREPARE,
to help more than 500 million people in developing countries respond to climate change.
President Biden, also at COP27 Friday, said he's asking Congress for $2 billion for the PREPARE program. Meanwhile, though,
today, as a down payment, we're announcing more than $150 million in initiatives that specifically support PREPARE's adaptation efforts throughout Africa.
The president outlined an array of other climate change actions at the meeting as well. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Combine harvester sales showed double-digit gains during October in North America. The Association of Equipment Manufacturers say all tractor sales fell in the U.S. and Canada. The latest AEM report says total U.S. ag equipment unit sales stayed above the five-year average for the third time since April. Total farm tractor sales fell 11% in October when compared to last year. The biggest drop took place in the sub 40 horsepower category, which fell almost 24%. Self-propelled combine sales grew 77% to 1,678 units sold. All ag tractor segments above 40 horsepower grew as well, led by a 25% rise in 100 plus HP units. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Success in agriculture takes vision and a lender who shares yours. A lender who understands what you need to succeed and commits to helping you get there. No lender is more committed to growing your future than American Ag Credit. Agriculture is changing in ways we only imagined, and we'll be here to help navigate the road ahead. Learn more at agloan.com/growyourfuture. American Ag Credit. Your future grows here.
Let's talk about your potential. More specifically, how to unlock the yield potential of your sorghum fields. Obviously, what seed you plant is key. But it'll take more than just any seed. You'll need one that has elite genetics, exceptional defensive traits, and award-winning performance. You'll need one of the industry-leading sorghum hybrids that only Pioneer can deliver. Talk to your local Pioneer sales representative to see how you can unlock unparalleled results in your sorghum fields.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. A cold front and low pressure system are working their way through Kansas, bringing wintry conditions to our state through this afternoon and into tonight. Snow and rain look likely, especially in central and eastern Kansas, with accumulating snow a pretty good possibility for some parts of our state into the overnight hours. Looks like all the precipitation will wrap up by early tomorrow. That'll be followed by clearing and cooler conditions as high pressure moves back in from the northern and central Rockies. Wednesday through Friday look fair and cool. Winter weather advisories cover much of our state. On the map heading into the afternoon, a low pressure system is over northern Texas and southern Oklahoma, drawing in some moist air from the southern plains. A cold front is working its way through eastern Kansas with cold air arriving behind it. Rain showers are possible in eastern Kansas. We'll get a mix of rain and snow or all snow in the central counties and scattered snow showers in our western high plains. By late afternoon and early evening, precipitation will be wrapping up in the west, but snow or a rain-snow mix is likely this evening in the central and eastern counties. As temperatures drop during the evening, all snow is expected, with accumulations in the 1 to 3 inch range for the central and eastern counties, causing slick and slushy road conditions. By tomorrow morning, the low will have moved off to the east. Precipitation will be over with in the eastern counties before noon tomorrow, with some clearing for the rest of the state and highs in the 40s. This afternoon in northwest Kansas, mid to upper 30s with mid-teens overnight. North central, low to mid-30s, and tonight's lows will be in the upper teens and low 20s. Low to mid-40s northeast, upper 20s and low 30s overnight. Southwest, we're in the low to mid-30s with mid-teens for the overnight hours. South central, we're in the mid to upper 30s with low 20s overnight. Low 40s southeast and tonight mid to upper 20s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Today, I want to talk about a very specific soybean. It's an Enlist E3 soybean, but not just any Enlist E3 soybean. Let me pull over. I'm at a Pioneer test plot near Portageville, Missouri. This field is dedicated to studying new Pioneer brand A-Series Enlist E3 soybeans. What makes these soybeans special? Because instead of the standard germplasm that is in most Enlist E3 soybeans, Pioneer brand A-Series Enlist E3 soybeans have exclusive and elite germplasm. Obviously, when we're talking about germplasm, you can't see that with the naked eye. That's why Pioneer has test plots like this one all over the country, to see how their exclusive germplasm performs in the real world. And so far, their performance is impressive. Strong yield potential and great agronomic characteristics impressive. From their DNA in the lab to their health in the field, Pioneer brand A-Series Enlist E3 soybeans are literally like no other.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market, as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen, as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two, and our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergize D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good to excellent rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dees up 1.25, 856.25. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780.75. December up 0.25, 799.5. September corn up 12.25, 620.75. March up 10.75. August soybeans up 58.5, 1678. November up 34.5.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to kab.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.
Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll.
This is your hometown radio station. KQNK.